Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
This is D-Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
All right, man, let's bring in our coach, Brendan Marion, Sac State head coach, who got his first win this past season as a Sac State head coach. Now, coach, I don't want to upset you. I saw the post game. I know you a winner. I know you win football games. But a lot of us are really happy that you're here. You had a couple of heartbreakers in the weeks leading into that one. And I want to make sure we celebrate that first victory as a Sac State head coach, because you deserve it.
No doubt. I appreciate you. I was proud of our guys. I was, the president, athletic director of the school, the administrators, the players, the fans, the environment that we had out there on Saturday was crazy. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to continue that. You know, this week should be another big atmosphere for our fans and the community. I'm excited for, 916 day.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I was hyped to see the stadium walk. I'm not sure they've ever done that here. I'm not sure, but you guys did it the way it was supposed to be done. But the stadium walk was dope, man. Everybody was looking, coach was looking clean, the players was looking clean. So that's one thing that if you're going to the game, maybe get there a little earlier. Mm-hmm. Obviously the tailgate's going crazy right now.
Yep.
But get there and see the stadium walk, man. It's a pretty cool feature that they've added. They had the flyover at the game. Mm-hmm. That was dope, too. I'm like, all right, I see them.
Yeah, the atmosphere was crazy. It felt just like, big-time college football. It was amazing. It was a great atmosphere. Like you said, the Hornets walk was off the chain. The band was fresh. I mean, the cheerleaders out there, it was a great deal for our team.
Coach, it was clear from your post-game comments that game didn't go exactly the way that you wanted to, though I believe that it ended the way that you wanted to. What was this week like, or what has this week been like for you and your guys as you prepare for Saturday?
Like the military. I mean, like, hard on the guys, mm-hmm. demanding, the expectation of not letting anything slide, discipline on everything. Letting some guys redshirt, letting some guys go. I mean, we've got to get it into a place where the only thing that we accept here is discipline, accountability, and winning. And, until that is just the norm and the standard, we have to continue to keep, I always tell I told the guys this week, you can win by addition. You can win by subtraction. You can win by multiplication, but you can't win by division. So we'll do everything possible to make sure that we don't let anybody divide our team. And sometimes that's letting people go and helping them, move forward somewhere else. But we've got to do a really good job as coaches of being very demanding on our players. The best players to ever play the game, they wanted a demanding coach. They wanted to be coached hard. And so our players here are going to get coached hard, and they're going to be demanded to be excellent. And we're not going to let them settle for anything less than that.
And the thing about that, coach, is that has to happen like now, like you're doing it. Like, it has to happen now. It can't be something that you let slide, or, you know, we get into week 7, 8 and you're like, well, why are you getting mad at it now? I've been doing this since week 1. Is that's the way you're looking at it, right? Like, we're going to take care of this right now. And if it's a talented player or something that we lose right now, we're setting the tone for how the culture of this program is going to be early on.
Yeah, every minute that we have the players underneath our leadership and mentorship and coaching, we're going to make sure we address everything. If it's not up to the standard, it's going to be addressed. From this week, we had nobody late for breakfast or hydration test or everything that we make them be accountable for, the weight room, practice, every single thing. I'm holding the coaches accountable to that, you know, and I told these coaches, like, you can't let players dictate how the program goes. You dictate as the coach how the program goes. That's how I've coached, and that's how I've gotten here to the, you know, I didn't worry about how people viewed me politically or, you know, what way it was perceived. I just made sure that the people that I was responsible for played at a high level, and they had great grades, and they graduated, and they were good people, and they did everything that they were supposed to do. And, you know, sometimes talent, or, you know, worried about if a player will leave or go or do whatever he's going to do. I told our coaches they can't be worried about that, because I'm not. You know, you can win with less talented players that do everything that they're asked to do. So we just have to do a really good job. Luckily, we're blessed with a lot of talented players where if we lose one, we'll be okay with the next one up.
These sound like characteristics of men. Are these things that you search for, like, when you're recruiting? Like, are you looking for those guys? Because not everybody can play for a coach that is, like, demanding the way that you are. Like, is that something you can spot when you're recruiting players? Is that something you look for when you're recruiting players, the type of coaches they have now, the type of coaching that they respond to?
Yeah, I mean, there's not a lot of coaches like that left out there, to be honest with you. I mean, a lot of coaches just want to create the LeBron James team, the super team. And, you know, not have to coach the guys. They just want to have a talented team and not have to really worry about pushing the guys, because, you know, they just have so many guys that hopefully that the super team can bail them out. I say that's not, you know, hope is not a strategy for me. Hope is important. It wakes you up every day, but it's not a strategy to win consistently. And, you know, motivational speeches and all that stuff don't really get it done. It's the discipline to want to accomplish your dreams more than you want to focus on stuff that's not important. And, you know, a lot of coaches, unfortunately, you know, with players so quick to transfer, so quick to move on from their programs, that they don't really nurture the players the same way and discipline the players the same way. But I always say, if you just treat the players like you treat your own kids, you know, like, my daughter is scared to death to get anything less than a B. She knows it's going to be a problem. She comes in home with anything less than, like, there ain't no B's. Like, she got one B last year. In her 2 years of high school, she's got one B. So, you know, like, she knows, like, we're not playing that. Like, that's not the standard of how we're going to operate, you know. And if you get straight A's and do everything you're supposed to do, then you'll get your brand new car. You'll get the stuff that you want to get, and we'll get what you need. But our players, I think they want that. They seek that coaching. There's a few guys that, you know, they wanted that, and they sought that. And then, you know, a game doesn't go the way that they wanted to, or they didn't get as many reps as they thought they would get, or, you know, a little adversity happens and they crumble. And I tell people all the time, if you can be a man who doesn't curl up in a ball when times get hard, you'll be pretty successful. And so that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make sure these guys are good husbands, they're good dads, they're able to provide for the family. Not only if we worry about those things and make sure they're disciplined, the football will take care of itself. They'll be good on the field as well.
Agreed. Coach, you talk about adversity, and I don't know. I feel like you guys have had to battle adversity a few different times throughout the season. The good thing is, I think you guys have answered it better than maybe people give you credit for. Like, the way you guys competed in that South Dakota game, even though the score wasn't what you wanted. You guys had an opportunity to win late in that game. There was a level of adversity you had to overcome there. Obviously, losing that game and then being ready to play Nevada the way you were, there was a level of adversity you had to get over there. Even in the first half last week, it wasn't up to your guys' standard or what you wanted, but you were able to buckle down and do what you needed to do in that second half. Have you been proud of how the team has handled these adverse situations so early in the season?
Yeah, anytime you create a big, you know, tidal wave of momentum at a place, you know, people kind of forget what happened in the process of what the journey is, right? So obviously come in to a program that won 3 games the year prior, we bring in 70 players and everybody just has this expectation like we should just go undefeated and, you know, win the Super Bowl or championship in one game. And you don't do that, then you have all the people who were, you know, just jumped on the wave of momentum and they're like, they're terrible, they suck, they're the worst. And I'm like, you know, that's part of the process of going through it. And our players, they've done a really good job of blocking out that noise and developing each and every week and being better. You know, we've gotten better every week. And I think having that adversity earlier in the year, you have to learn how to win. You know, you more games are lost than they're won. You know, I say in game one, we had chances to win the game in the fourth quarter and we did not. Like, we missed those opportunities. We didn't make the play. It wasn't that the other team stopped us, is we stopped ourselves. We did not make the plays. Like, we dropped the ball. We, you know, we clearly missed the play, right? And the second game, I thought we responded to adversity and won the game, but, you know, coaches coach, players play, and refs ref, right? We couldn't, you know, unfortunate set of circumstances where you get, you know, the calls that you get. And, but our players, you know, when they got a, when it got called back, they scored again. When it got called back, they scored again. When they, then they put us in a position to go kick the field goal. Like, the players responded to adversity really, really well in the second game. So that really lets you know, like, okay, this team might be right. Because the first game we didn't perform. The second game we performed in adverse situations. We still performed. Mm-hmm. And then this last game, when a player got challenged or a player got, you know, a coach got challenged, they made sure their player, you know, really pushed it to the limit. And we, and you saw what we could do in a second half when we buckled down and it was like, okay, boom, let's roll. Yeah. And we really rolled. Like, that team, you know, we played Mercyhurst, they played Youngstown State, and they only gave up 24 points to Youngstown State, which is a quality FCS program. We buckled down in the second half and we put 49 on the board and won the game, a really clean game in the second half. And so I was proud of, I've been proud of our guys all year from, you know, being challenged, being criticized, and responding, you know, and that's how they're trained in the offseason. That's how they're trained to be. And, you know, I think the sky's the limit for this team as far as what we can do moving forward if we continue to, you know, I just say the biggest thing I say for these guys is just, we got to stop with the motivational speeches and it's got to just be who we are. We just, that's just got to be our mentality as soon as we walk out of the locker room.
Coach, can we, you may have talked about this with Kenny last night, but you brought up the Nevada game. And I think a lot of people in moments like that, I think it's true for media, I think it's true for fans. It might even be true for the people involved. A lot of people will be quick to judge the outcome more so than the decision. And you made a decision to try to win the football game, and it didn't really, it didn't go your way. It just went the opposite way, and you were critical of yourself in the post-game press conference. But Kenny and I, not even reflective on Monday morning, like, we were on TV Sunday night. You're like, nah, I actually kind of understand what Coach was thinking. Like, you have made it clear to us since the moment you took over this program, since the moment you appeared on this show, you're out there to win football games. And we saw that as a chance for you to put the game away and end any question about it. And, like, again, it's judging the decision and not the outcome. I think I can speak for both of us. We had no problem with it. Like, we saw exactly what you were trying to do with it.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to think about it. I've been in a lot of football games. I've been in football since I was 5, right? And the goal is to decisively win the game, not, you know, be in a panic at the end and sweating, trying to figure it out. So my mindset going back to that situation was offense, okay, let's get an explosive play here And because they still had a 2-minute timeout warning, right? People don't know in college football now, it's like the NFL, you have the 2-minute timeout warning. So they would have had a timeout, right? Say on the first run there, we got 1 yard, right? So if we had another 1 yard run, they could have had a 2-minute timeout. We would have had to punt the ball. They would have had a short field to play because we were backed up when we had the ball. Mm-hmm. And we'd be sweating, hoping our defense could stop them. And I've never lived like that as a coach, right? I've never, you know, I got to the position I'm in and rose in coaching because of my aggressiveness, because of my willingness to go win the game and play that type of football. And that brand of football is what, you know, the reason why the University of Georgia has won national championships, because they go for it on fourth down more than any other team in the country, right? It's the reason why guys have had success for years and years and years, is because they're not scared. And moments like that, they say, all right, I'm going to take the challenge. I'm going to go for it. And so that's what we tried to do. It didn't work out for us in that situation. We didn't execute. It really was nothing that the defense did. Our quarterback got hit because we had a protection breakdown. He gets hit weird. The ball comes out funny. They make a big play. And like we said, our kids went down there and scored twice after that. You know, we drove down the field, right? Scored, then we got that play called back. We scored on the very next play, got that one called back, right? And then we still had a chance to kick the field goal to take it into overtime, and we missed the field goal at the same spot that we hit the field goal at earlier in the game, at the same left hash, 25 yard, with same exact field goal that Grant made earlier in the game. And, you know, that's just the game. And, you know, we sit here a week later, you know, we fast forward a week later, and we get issued an apology from the commissioner and the officials for the calls or whatever. And it is what it is, you know, like, I can put my head on the pillow at night knowing that we made the right decision. And we're always going to put our, I tell our kids, you can guarantee for my entire life that I've been in football, in the fourth quarter, we're going to have an opportunity to win the game. I'm going to make sure as a coach, if I got to stay up till 2 a.m, 3 a.m, not go home, I'm going to make sure you guys have a chance to win every single game. And our kids, you know, will have a chance to win every single game while I coach this football team here.
You talk about that Nevada game, and we talk about the two holding calls at the end of the game. You ain't got to say nothing, Coach. I ain't trying to get you in trouble. But I'm talking to Damian now. I don't know what happened at the end of the half of that game. When the guy cut the ball and went to zeros for like 3 seconds, they put another second back on the clock, and they were able to kick a field goal at the end of the half. I'm sitting there like, what are they looking at? Like I said, Coach, you ain't got
to
say nothing.
Ain't talking to you, Coach.
Yeah, we ain't got to say.
Well, I always tell the players, I mean, you can't leave it into the officials' hands. Don't leave your, you know, I mean, stuff like that. At the end of the day, if we execute and make more plays, we're not even in those situations. We were up 10-0. We got to make more plays and make it not a close game.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, where we're at, you know, when you're go this and shining, you know, you gotta win decisively. So that's what we'll do moving forward.
Well, let's do that against Central Arkansas this week as the run at Sac State, man. These home games continue, man. Good luck this weekend, Coach. We'll be tapping in. We'll be tuning in. We'll be outside for this one.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And we look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right. Appreciate y'all.
Fingers up, baby.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you. It's our man, Coach Brendan Marion right there. Sac State head football coach. Sac State will take on Central Arkansas.
The Bears.
Coming up this Saturday, 6 p.m. Of course, you can hear that game here on ESPN 1320.
Hey, he says it's going to be 9-1-6 day, weekend, game. It's going to be a celebration on Saturday. And DDG will be performing after the game.
I saw some of the videos that hit social from the first home game last week, too.
Man, did you see they have one video with the black sororities and fraternities, and somebody's like, hey, when did Sac State get like this? They was strolling. It's like that out there.
Yeah, there were a lot of videos there I was surprised to see. I was like, hey, Coach said he was going to do it. He did it. shout out, Coach. Just bringing everybody together.
Everybody there.
Everybody together. But they have a stretch of 3 straight home games. Of course, this is the second one against Central Arkansas. And then the 3-game homestand, I guess, if you call it that, will wrap up next weekend.
Should be a good game on Saturday. Central Arkansas, solid, competitive. But I think Sac State should handle business, kind of like they did with Mercyhurst. Hopefully they don't have the same type of first half where they got to sweat it out a little bit. But I think they'll, the way they ran the ball against Mercyhurst, I think they could do the same thing against Central Arkansas.
I can't believe that Montana game is opening night at the Golden One Center. I cannot believe that.
I already had to make the decision, too.
That turns my stomach.
I said, I got to leave the Golden One Center. Mm. That's ESPN, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's ESPN. I'll be there on Sunday because they play
the Lakers. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Go to Sac State on Friday night. Go to the Lakers on Sunday.
Yeah.
But it's opening night.
Damn.
Opening night is always a little.
It's a jazz, though.
It's
you catch the vibe
night.
Opening night. All right, yeah. Player intro is cool. First half, woo, yeah, we did it. First bucket of the year, awesome. See ya. Kings by 30.
I do think I'm gonna attend the Kings game and then leave.
Okay.
Because it's not a whole lot of time, but it is a 7 o'clock start for the Kings, 7:30 for Sac State.
Yeah, no, nah, not for, I did think about that. It's doable.
Yeah.
It's doable. But it is a Friday. We do have a job.
I need your helicopter.
That's crazy.
Kyle's?
No, yours, bro.
Certainly not mine.
I don't know. Need your helicopter.
I heard Uber has helicopters.
Yeah, I don't like that, dog. I saw that story. Just pick me. As a matter of fact, give me the number to a taxi. You guys doing too much.
And you don't even want to take an Uber no more. Just give me a taxi.
I don't know what's going on in y'all's company right
just
now.
Just use your self-drive. Just say, hey, Elon, take me to Sac State.
My neighbors across the street, they got a Tesla, and they got the full self-driving thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady, who never really talks to me, she's nice, she's fine, but she never really talks to me. But she got her car, and she saw me pulling in, and she wanted to have a talk about the car.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, did you do the self-driving? I said, nah. Like, I might do it on a straightaway, like on the freeway to put some lotion on my hands if I need to do that. But I'm not turn here, turn there. She's like, no, you should do it. I've done it like 5-6 times. Like, it works perfect. I said, all right, man. I ain't there yet.
I mean,
there's a lot of people who really do.
Oh, I know they do.
Go about it that way.
It's not me, though. Yeah. It's not for me. I am too controlling.
You going to get in a Waymo?
I mean, probably.
They're so commonplace now. I actually feel
like when we went to, we spent a night in San Francisco not that long ago, and they were everywhere. We didn't need one. Like, everything we were going to was within walking distance, but Katie was adamant, I want to get in one of these. And I'm like, well, baby, we're going to the corner. Like, we're not getting in one. And the couple who was standing, that's ours right there. And they go and they get in the back seat of the car, and that thing drives off. And it is the strangest thing you'll ever see.
It's so bizarre.
It is so, so weird. But I guess that's life.
Yeah.
Driverless vehicles and state-run media, man. It's life.
Do you know what's hilarious about the Waymo commercials? Is they advertise Waymo as like, think of all the things you can do with the backseat of a car with no driver in it. It's like, oh my God.
Bruh. Okay.
It's like, oh my God.
Okay. One, that's a good selling point.
It's a great selling point.
Am I supposed to believe that there is not a camera mounted right in front of me?
Yeah, but that's different than Dan driving.
Yeah, but it's forever.
That's a good point.
You get a disgruntled Waymo person, all of a sudden,
put a shiesky
got a sex
on.
Tape out there on the internet.
Do you think that there's somewhere like in Dark Knight where Lucius Fox has all the, or Morgan Freeman has all the screens in front of him, and it's like every camera in Gotham City is? Do you think there's a big room like that with all the Waymo cameras, and there's just some dude just watching them all?
Yeah, it's in Secaucus.
Secaucus. And they can't get that right either.
Wait. What were they doing in there? We can't tell. We got to let them go. Hadn't seen that one before. Got to let them go.
Yeah, let them go.
It's Tom.
Guys, it's Tom Brady. I'm in a Waymo.
It's been the best bit of the week.
That's easily the best bit of the week. It's so dumb.
I was going to say, let's see what TC talking about, but we already know what TC talking about.
TC. TC,
it's time.
Fire caution. Over.
Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. What's up, TC?
Hey, what's up with my three brothers, bro? Because Kyle back there. Hey, y'all fool, I love y'all, bro. Hey, y'all know where I be coming. I just be disagreeing on that. Hey, on the whole hand. Obviously, y'all heard me this morning when I was talking to Kyle, so we ain't even going to repeat that. Y'all know how I feel. I'm coming down the Clipper lane, bro, because I've been reading, just, you know, paying attention and listening to a bunch of stuff. Hey, so I don't know if you guys talked about it. Probably did, though, but, like, the whole, like, the Clippers, y'all think the Clippers leaked this to get off of Kawhi? Because they don't want to pay him and they're tired of his BS? I didn't know that he was on that type of stuff, not one of the people to advertise him and telling people he wasn't doing that. If that's the case, then, bro, you got to get out of here. Then, I mean, if Ballmer got all this money and he give you this money, dog, and then you keep talking about what you ain't finna sign, who got to sign this. Bro, you giving me too many ultimatums, Kawhi. You know what, bro? I'm going to leak something to get you out of here. What y'all think about that?
Real quick, you're giving me too many what?
Did I say that right?
No, I don't know. You're giving me too many what?
Hey, ultimatums. That's my word. Hey, did I use it right, D-Lo?
No.
Correct me.
No. I think you meant ultimatums.
I did, bro. I did.
Y'all feel me? No, kidding? I got you, big dog.
We got you. I don't think the Clippers leaked this. Yeah, I do not think the Clippers leaked this.
That's a bold strategy.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's not going to pay off for you.
When Jerry Reinsdorf went to the city of Chicago and said, hey, give me money or I'm going to move the team. That's an ultimatum. It's an ultimatum for a stadium.
That's exactly what it is. We'll come back. He brought up the Clippers. He brought up Kawhi. He brought up them releasing him. And that brings me to Hollinger's article.
Oh,
if you didn't want to take the time to read it, he posed a question that I had not once thought about. And now I can't stop thinking about it. Steelo and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, and KC on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
We are going to be at Baker Family Wines on September 28th. And man, we would love nothing more than for you to join us. Sip some wine.
Yes, sir.
And watch some football. It's right here in West Sacramento. You don't have to drive to Lodi. You don't have to drive to Amador County. We're going to be drinking wine. We're going to be watching football. It's the 49ers and Jaguars that day. We also got the Chiefs and the Ravens that day. So it is going to be a great afternoon to watch football. The festivities begin at 1 o'clock. They're going to be rolling out their new wines. We're going to be playing a ton of games. I have been authorized to tell you that Dusty Baker will be there. September 28th, Dusty Baker, who is in the running for the nicest human being that ever existed. He will be there for you to sign bottles, chat, do all of that good stuff on September 28th. So make your plans to be with us at Baker Family Wines. Join Dusty's Clubhouse for exclusive releases and tasting room specials. You head over to BakerFamilyWines.com. You can also head over to the Nugget in Granite Bay. They have an could say definitively they just bought a ton of cases. Look for the baseball stitch, and you'll see Baker Family Wines right there at the Nugget in Granite Bay.
Love me some Baker Family Wines, man. Love me the fact that they're right there in West Sacramento.
Indeed.
Right, you guys doing all this stuff with Baker Family Wines triggered something in my memory, and I went and looked back at my old text messages. I have a text message from March of 2020.
Where oh dear God, that is a terrible time.
Where I did, not a great time.
Yeah.
Where I reached out to Dusty Baker to join the radio program I was producing at the time. And he said, sorry, I can't today. We're bottling our wine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's a that's a shoot. When I walked up to Nugget, Dusty, you know, Dusty was there. Our guy, John, was like, hey, let me introduce you to Dusty. And oh, hold on. Dusty's on the phone. Like, oh, it's fine. No. Dusty's on the phone with Abe. he was like, hey, do you want to talk to Abe at 98 Rock? And Dusty was like, sure. So he just called Abe and talked to him on the air. That's great.
One of the coolest guys you'll ever meet. Just cool, like nice, gets it. One of the greatest.
Entertained the four-year-old to no end. She was like, Dusty, I can whistle. Yeah, Dusty, I can do the splits. And that went on for 20 minutes. All while we're there drinking Baker Family Wines. So September 28th, Baker Family Wines, please make your plans to be with us. John Hollinger posed an amazing question in an article that he wrote about Kawhi Leonard and the Los Angeles Clippers. This was before part four of Pablo dropped. And, you know, this one, I love journalism. I love investigative journalism. You know, I think we lost Robert Redford. I don't think we did. We lost Robert Redford recently. I believe the role I know him most for was All the President's Men, which is an adaptation of the book about Watergate, which is just one of the most phenomenal examinations of political journalism in the history of this country. And I appreciate what Pablo is doing. Mm-hmm. This episode bored me stiff. Like, it's like, okay, like I at this point, I don't know exactly what we're doing. He tied but what he did do in this episode was tie the Clippers, not Steve Ballmer, the Clippers directly to aspiration and donations going in for aspiration. And then it just gets to stuff that I don't understand anymore. Look, I don't know what a carbon credit. I looked it up. I still don't know what it means.
And look, sometimes you got to have the wire season two to get
I guess
you need to.
Yeah, I guess.
He better have three and four. Well, he don't better have anything. I just know I'm just interested in the outcome now.
Yeah. Yeah,
I've
sure.
got enough evidence to form my own opinion. I don't need more from Pablo. I need the outcome.
Unless you have the evidence, like the definitive evidence.
Yeah, that was my takeaway as well. Like, there's nothing, like, this is just more from Pablo saying, like, all right, fine. The first three, I guess two episodes weren't enough. Here's another one.
Yeah.
Here's more things I have. What else do you people need to see to stop doubting that I know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, Pablo is clearly getting frustrated on people questioning his reporting.
Yeah.
Like it is becoming palpable that he's getting frustrated by this and people saying he doesn't have, like, it's not his job. Like, you can question what the NBA will do. You can question whether there's a smoking gun, because again, I think a lot of people are operating, including me, are operating like almost like this is a criminal courtroom where you've got beyond a reasonable doubt. You need definitive evidence. You've got, you know, attorney standing up saying, objection, Your Honor, that's circumstantial. That is not what this is.
Right.
And Adam Silver has made that clear. I have a broad ability to determine what the punishment is for the Los Angeles Clippers should one be levied. And that's kind of what John Hollinger wrote about over the course of the that he wrote about earlier this week. And one thing that I just could not get over, I had never thought about this, because he talked about, you know, different scenarios, all of which I think are pretty amazing. He talked about adding the aspiration money, you know, to the Clippers cap. He talked about, you know, the draft picks and different things like that. But then he posed the question of voiding Kawhi Leonard's contract. Now, people have asked, do you void Kawhi Leonard's contract, but it still counts against the cap? And Hollinger made the argument, like, you probably can't do that. You would be punishing them twice in terms of you're taking away the player, but you're making them keep the money, and there's probably strong legal fights in that situation. Then he posed the question that I can't stop thinking about. If the NBA forced the Clippers to void Kawhi Leonard's contract, is that actually a punishment?
Not if they don't have to eat the cap.
If there are no consequences to the salary cap, the current version of the salary cap, and Kawhi Leonard's contract is voided and he cannot re-sign with the Los Angeles Clippers, is that actually a punishment for the Los Angeles Clippers? Now, I'm not talking about draft picks. I'm not talking about fines. I'm not talking about the, you know, anything else. I'm talking about the mere act of Adam Silver saying, we are voiding this contract. You are owed no more money. You cannot get paid, or you cannot sign a contract with the Los Angeles Clippers. You are a free agent and you are free to sign anywhere in the league you want to, except with the Clippers. Is that actually a punishment? Given the state of the Clippers, given Kawhi's sketchy reliableness, is it?
Let me ask both of you guys a question. Do the chances of them winning a championship go down in your eyes?
If they void the contract?
If they don't have Kawhi.
Absolutely.
Then I think that's a – I think the Clippers are one of those teams that we talked about earlier where their goal is to win a championship.
It's their goal, but how high are their odds? Like, we do this every year. Every year we do this with them.
We do. But they were one of the teams this summer that, like, went for it and said, we're going to try to put together a championship team, getting Bradley Beal, getting Brooke Lopez. I feel like there's somebody else. Was Brooke Lopez a trade or a free? There was a trade where they lost Norman Powell.
Yeah, to Miami.
It was the trade?
Okay. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I mean, they – they're going for it. And if you, part of that, part of them going for it is the belief that Kawhi Leonard's going to be a part of that in some form or fashion, how many games he plays, if he's ready for the playoffs or whatever. If you take him away, that would be the punishment. I understand.
Can I point out one thing, though, before you continue? They'll have full cap space next summer. Full max cap space.
If they void the contract.
Yeah. They'd have everything you just laid out in full max cap space.
And I think you also have to think about this question in light of that Baxter Holmes piece that came out yesterday on ESPN, where the Clippers, people within the Clippers organization are like, can't wait to be done with this dude. We're tired of this. Mm. We bent over backwards and jumped through every hoop to make this guy happy, and he plays 40% of the games. We're done. Mm. There will be no extension. Cannot wait for... If that's the case, if you're Steve Ballmer, call Adam Silver, and you're like, hey, I've got an idea for how you can punish us. I'm so sorry. What if we just void the contract?
Yeah, no, like
that might be the opposite of a punishment. That might be rewarding them.
Yeah, this is all... These are all real situations and great thoughts. Like, it could be something that indirectly bails them out.
It does, and Hollinger brought this up as well, and I understand the idea behind it, but disagree with the actual implementation of it, because I don't think it works. But he was like, it could send the league into a certain level of chaos, because Kawhi could sign with anyone for minimum dollars. Mm-hmm. And now you have a team, and I don't know who to use as Oklahoma City. He could sign with Oklahoma City, and now you add Kawhi Leonard to that group. Or you could sign.
That'd be crazy.
You could sign with New York. You could sign with Milwaukee. Golden State. You could sign with anyone that would throw a little like, oh wow, they just signed Kawhi Leonard. And again, I understand the concept of what Hollinger's thinking. I don't know that it works in execution the way it does in his head, because we know of the issues that you have more times than not with Kawhi Leonard.
So check this out. Because of that thinking, and it's a very real possibility, you think it's possible some owners, some front office executives, like, man, just leave these dudes alone. Because him and with the Clippers, they're good, but I don't believe it. I don't believe that. If I'm Houston, if I'm Fertitta, I think we can get the Clippers. But you do all that stuff, you void the contract, and he signs with the Lakers or OKC, now I got a problem. Yeah, like, now I don't know how I'm beating this team.
Mm-hmm.
And to a certain degree, hey, maybe just leave it be.
There's another way around that.
Sign him.
You suspend him.
Well,
your contract's voided and you're suspended for the year.
Man.
Then you can do whatever happens next offseason.
And the Clippers
you do next offseason, because you go through enough, because it's been made. Well, actually, now that I think about this, this is all probably nothing, because somehow they have determined when the investigation is going to
end. Okay, so that's just it. I think they're guessing at, like, hey, this thing generally takes about this amount of time, but it's not going to happen before the season starts. I have no idea what's going on back there. I think there's a group of whales
what is
singing.
That noise?
I think it's whales talking to each other.
It's Mark moving furniture. Hey, we're doing a show here. That was the most god-awful noise I've ever heard.
That was horrible on our ears. It was horrible for the very serious professional radio program and multimedia program that we're putting on right now. The only way to make this right is we talk about consequences for things.
Thank you. The only
way to make this right is to allow you guys to, on the company dime, pick out whatever article of clothing you would like with an ESPN 1320 logo on it.
Thank you.
And for them to purchase it. But that's the problem with this, is even if it doesn't go till after the All-Star break, which is what they're projecting, this is not going to get resolved in 11 days.
Yeah, right.
Or whenever,
right.
Like.
Yeah, right.
So, mid-season?
Yeah.
Are you pulling the rug? That's tough.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I guess, I don't know how this is going to end. Mm. I have no clue how this is going to end. From a league perspective, I have no clue how this is going to end.
So you guys tell me if I'm right or wrong on this one.
Wrong.
Okay.
I'm joking.
If they void his contract and suspend him, now it would be one of those, he'd probably fight it or do all this other stuff. Now, how do I put, are we now talking about court of law and you have to prove that this happened and this is why you're taking his money and suspending him? And that's where smoking guns and all this other stuff comes into play.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So we know this league. I feel like the league would work with the Players Association. The number one thing I think happens is owners go to Adam Silver. And this all may rely on how pissed off everybody else is. You mentioned Fertitta, Houston. How upset is he over this? Josiah. How upset is he? Dolan, Vivek, Lacob, Kroenke. How upset are they over this, and how much pressure are they putting on Adam Silver to levy a stiff punishment against Ballmer, the Clippers, and perhaps Kawhi Leonard in this situation? I don't know where this turns into a court of law, but it'll be a situation, in my opinion, where the league will work with the Players Association and say, you know, there'll be a discussion, much like I suggested between Ballmer and Adam Silver. There'll be a discussion between the Players Association and the league, because otherwise, if there's not, you're absolutely right. The second that punishment is levied, the Players Association is going to stand up and say, okay, wait a minute, what is the precedent for this? And what are you using as your piece to suspend him for at this point. And this is where you mentioned 11 days. This is where I wonder if these two entities work together, investigation be damned. Because what if your Los Angeles Clippers are 50 and 15? What if they're 40 and 15? In the trade deadline has just passed, and all of a sudden, oh, here come the results of the investigation. And we found everything we needed. Your contract is voided. You're not finishing this season with the Los Angeles Clippers. And now all of a sudden, everything, you're second in the West. Now all of a sudden, you've thrown all of that out the window 60 games into the season.
How many games has Kawhi played? Let's say 40.
95% of them.
Okay, all right.
And now
his aspiration
gone.
Payments are landing.
He's going to be gone anyway. That's how they will look at it. He played 95% of the games already. We weren't going to have him the rest of the year anyway.
That's where, like, unless it comes out that Kawhi and his camp really pushed for this, or I don't think it's going to be that dramatic on Kawhi. I think if you're looking for, I think it's draft picks. I think it's a hefty fine, and
you
go about your business.
Given the discussion surrounding Uncle Dennis,
oh, he's probably involved.
Probably have to. There's probably suspension's not the right word. A ban.
Yeah, I would agree.
Like, you can't
for
be
life.
Involved in league business. And also, and I don't think anyone knows that much about Uncle Dennis. Why are you involved in league business?
Because his nephew is Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah,
and this is
like his father figure.
But yeah. There are strict protocols as to who you can and can't talk to. Now, that doesn't pertain to endorsement deals.
Mm-hmm.
This is team business, not league business, and it's different. But it opens up the discussion about Toronto. And the free agency thing. If you're Toronto, what were you talking to Uncle Dennis for? The answer is clear, by the way. You had to. To have a discussion with Kawhi Leonard, you had to talk to Uncle Dennis.
Yep.
Well, Kawhi Leonard's a free agent now, and no one's talking to Uncle Dennis again. And if we find out they are, then Kawhi Leonard is suspended.
Yeah.
But I do believe you'd have to find a way to deal with Uncle Dennis. If Uncle Dennis is the one that Kawhi trusts and he's for a decade now, this is the guy that I trust, and I make my decisions with him. Whether you talk to him face to face or you get word to him or Dennis gets word to you, you got to deal with him.
Tough.
You can't.
Tough.
You can't.
Then you don't play basketball anymore. Absolutely,
he might not play basketball.
You absolutely can't do
the
that.
The other thing about that, about suspending him, avoiding the contract, I don't know like what steps he'd have to take as a part of the NBA Players Association. But I find it hard to believe Kawhi just going to let you take a dime from him. If he went to this place that was giving him hundreds of millions of dollars for X amount of years and said, give me my $7 million, you think you're going to take $100 million away from him and he just going to, not what you said, but well, I just got to deal with it. No, they're going to be whatever recourse.
But they're not taking anything from him. They're ending his contract with the Clippers, and he's free to sign elsewhere.
That's not $100 million. Right.
Go sign in $100 million. The pretense in which you sign this $100 million contract is illegal.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You're not getting this $100 million.
You don't get to keep the money if you rob a bank.
You're free to sign with anyone else under the rules of the collective bargaining agreement.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a $100 million deal out there for you to play with Utah, salute. Brooklyn, salute. Whoever has cap space available, you could do that. You just can't do it with them because the way that you signed this contract, we believe, was illegal.
I agree with everything you're saying. I just think of Kawhi and how they've gone about this whole thing. And if there isn't another $100 million deal,
if the idea table, that he sat games because he didn't get his $7 million payment.
That's what I'm saying. This guy, he counting every, Mr. Crab, he counting every cent. And if you take that's any sense away from me,
right, nice, well done.
The knowledge.
If you take
your life
five
is
years,
so different.
You know.
If you take in, a red cent from me, I want it back. So if
they're
he
not taking
goes out
any
there,
money from him though.
But yeah,
no,
I
but if he can't
the
get
agreement,
the $100 million,
I understand what
he
you're saying.
Back.
I understand what you're saying. The agreement to. I don't know.
You do not have a leg to stand
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I don't feel like that you do because your contract says you are signing this under the rules of the collective bargaining agreement.
Well, that's what I was bringing up earlier. If they do that just off of circumstantial evidence, he may say, no, you need to go prove why you're taking this
so
money from me.
So we use that term a lot, and I was guilty of it too, and I had to like revise a tweet that a text that I sent to Kyle earlier. It is circumstantial evidence, absolutely 100%, but it's also eyewitness accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know I don't like you know, it's always easy to use. So if the neighbor is standing outside and he sees O.J. Simpson kill those two people, mm-hmm. no, he doesn't have it on video because it wasn't 2025 mm-hmm. where he probably just would have stood there and filmed the whole thing. But no, I saw what he did. This is what he mm-hmm. did. He stabbed him and then he stabbed her and then he went back and he did this and he did that.
You see if the
no, I don't have
credible.
It on video. No, I don't have it on a Ring camera, but I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
Eyewitness accounts do have validity to them.
No, they do.
And you have... Seven.
They do, and I'm not trying to say somebody's innocent. I would think if an employee says this is what I was told to do,
mm-hmm.
the next step is who told the decision maker told you to do that? Let me ask him. And if the decision maker says I did not tell them to do that, now who do you believe? Common sense says you believe the employee, right? That's common sense. But if the guy who makes the decisions, wait, I never told them to do that.
Well, it would be interesting because the main decision maker's in jail and he's pretty much got nothing to lose at
yeah,
this point.
Talk to so, him. Yeah, talk to him.
Well, so there was an interesting nugget in the, it wasn't a nugget, it was just something I thought about in that episode because he read a text message that was between Uncle Dennis and
Sandberg.
Yeah, who's in jail? Who's the
Michael Sandberg?
No. Isn't it Joe?
Joe think, Sandberg.
But and Sandberg? He was referencing Uncle Dennis was referencing a contract with the legal representative of Aspiration, and the text was between those two people.
Mm-hmm.
So it was Uncle Dennis, and then Joe. He's the one who's in. He's the main mm-hmm. guy who's in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Where did that text come from? Because it didn't come from Uncle Dennis.
Mm-hmm.
So it came from one of two places. It came from Sandberg's
mm-hmm.
lawyer,
mm-hmm.
or it came from the FBI. Because who else would have the ability
right.
to have a screenshot of a text message with only two people on
right.
it?
FBI's like, dang, we need another Pablo Pod stat. Send him some stuff. Send him some stuff. I'm taking the Clippers under this year, boys.
Well, Pablo might have his own. You remember what the guy in Watergate who gave the information to all of us?
Boy, do I.
Yeah. He might have his own one of those.
Yeah, sure. Mm.
I don't even think I can say that on the radio.
No, I don't think you can either.
We'll come back.
Oh, look, Kawhi's on my screen right now. He just hit a jumper in Draymond's face.
Although that's always fun. Anybody scoring on Draymond, whether legal or illegal, is fun.
This guy's got 32 points on 13 of 17 from the field.
We'll come back.
Mark Felt was his name. Mark Felt.
That wasn't
name
his name.
No, but that's it. No, it was. It is his name.
That wasn't his name.
No, it is his name. That's his name.
Yeah, but for four decades, what did we know him as?
Didn't even know
his identity.
Yeah, no.
His name was?
Named Source.
Main Source. D'Lo and Casey on ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.